Every day, I scroll through my social feeds, private group pages, eBay, other selling platforms, just, you know, wherever people are selling cards. And it's very clear to me why people are having such problems moving their cards that they have for sale. And that's what we're going to talk about on today's episode. What's up, wrestling fans, trading card collectors? Welcome to another episode of the Wrestling with Cards podcast. I'm your host, Zan. You can find me on social platforms at ZanMorning. So today I wanted to talk about how the market is no-selling your cards. You like what I did there with that wrestling term and the market talk? No? Was it kind of lame? Well, either way, we're going to talk about why people aren't selling those cards that they're trying to sell and why people are not having that interest in buying those cards that are for sale. Many of the things I'll touch on today I've most likely spoke about before, but I thought it would be an important reminder to do a whole episode on and have kind of an updated discussion around this topic. But as always, before we jump into that stuff, just a quick reminder of how you can help show your support for this podcast or any of the other content that I put out. Please subscribe wherever you're listening to this, and please leave that review. Just take 2 seconds to leave that 5-star review, leave a comment, whatever it is. If you enjoy this podcast or anything else I'm doing, please take the time to support that. And of course, share it with a friend. Spread the word about not only this show, but just wrestling cards in general. And don't forget to check out the links in the show notes to all the other ways you can help show your support. Links to my YouTube channel, which is the main hub of my content, links to Patreon, the eBay store, social platforms, and much more. I think the first thing that we need to start off with is to know your why. Why are you trying to sell a card or cards in the first place? Do you no longer have interest in that card? Is it just something that maybe doesn't fit that PC anymore? Do you need the money for life circumstances? Or do you need the money to then roll that into a bigger PC card? Do you buy a card specifically for the purpose of flipping it or investing in it? These are all questions I think you need to ask when you're selling a card. And different reasons you're selling a card call for different ways of going about it. If it doesn't fit your PC anymore, or you just need the money, hey, throw it up for a 99-cent auction, let it ride. Or you could put a fair buy-it-now price on it with offers turned on, and then just kind of work around that parameter. If it is a flip or an investment card, you could look at it a couple of different ways, I think. One would be to just cut your losses and move that money into the next card. Because if it's already a loss, you just don't care about the card anymore, it's best to keep that money moving as opposed to just having that stale money into something that is not interesting to you. Move that into something with more potential or something you like even more. And the other way you could try to sell your flip or investment card is to be in that unrealistic camp that says, I know what I have, or I'm into it for X amount, I can't go any lower crowd. And if you're in that crowd, I honestly just feel bad for you. The next thing you have to do to be successful at selling your cards is to know the market on pricing. Now, going back to something I said previously, if you really just don't care about the card and you need that money or you're ready to move on and put it into something bigger, the 99-cent auction is always an option. If you do go that route, knowing the comps really doesn't matter. You just kind of set it and forget it, let it ride. Whatever it ends up at is what it ends up at. But if you're looking to try to get fair market value for your cards, you have to do just that. Be fair. You have to know comps. You have to search eBay, ComC, Card Ladder, 130 point. Anywhere you can find some solid sold listing information, keyword sold, not whatever something is listed at. And when you see those sold listings, be ready to take even less than that depending on where you're selling it. If it's off of a selling platform, meaning selling at a card show, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook groups, etc., people are going to want to pay less most of the time than what that last comp sold for. So if they're asking anywhere from 10 to 30% say lower than comps, I think that's usually fair. Because after the fees from those selling platforms, when those kick in, that's what you're going to end up about getting anyway. It's just something that people don't consider when they're pricing their cards off of platform, or even sometimes on platform. Another thing to consider is the somewhat contradictory aspect, I will say, to what I said earlier. Remember earlier I took a jab at the I'm into this card for X amount crowd? But you can actually use that to your advantage. And what I mean here is, many times when I'm personally selling a card, let's say I got it in a bulk lot or a collection buyout, I may be only into that card for a penny, a couple bucks, $5, $10. And it may be a card that sells for $20 on a regular basis. So if somebody makes an offer and it's a little bit less than $20, I'm more likely to actually take that offer due to not being into the card for very much. In my opinion, it's always smart to take that approach. Just take the money, move it along to the next thing. And I understand for some people looking to get like the tip-top value in a card and don't do a lot of volume, maybe that's a little bit more unrealistic and you want that true value. But if you sell cards on a regular basis, whether it's a dollar or whether it's $1,000, I usually just take whatever I know I can make a little bit of money on, move it into the next thing, and just keep it going. Next up is knowing the demand. This is very, very important. While this does happen on eBay a lot, I mainly see this issue on the Facebook groups, on social platforms. People are trying to sell their cards that they don't want. And let's say people are trying to sell something they just pulled out of a Prism Blaster. Let's just say a Nikki Cross or an Apollo Crews. And they seem to have those type of talents cards priced like they're Hulk Hogan, like they're The Rock. It really is laughable to me. I mean, I just don't know how unrealistic these people are because they don't know the demand. I do have to stop and wonder why they priced them like that. Did they just do the math? Like, let's hypothetically say they bought the box, divided that cost out amongst what those cards are, and just kind of priced them that way. Did they just prick some random numbers out of thin air? Did they see what that Rock Prism 1/1 sold for and said, oh, I've got the Otis version of that card. That must be worth just as much. When you're trying to sell cards, please don't do this. Do your homework. Use some common sense. A base Prism auto of whoever is not going to sell anywhere close to a Rock Black 1/1 like some of you out there have your cards priced at. And it's funny because I'm going to use a prime example here. I'm always on the hunt for Karrion Kross cards, as most people know. Even if I've got it, if I can buy it in a bulk lot or whatever, I'm always interested because I'm trying to have that biggest, best Karrion Kross collection in the whole world. So I'll see a base card. Maybe it's from 2021 NXT. All right, so we're just going to take a base card from that set as an example. Karrion Kross, just saw it the other day. Somebody had this thing priced at like $10 or $15, and I'm like, this is a $1 card if you're lucky on a good day. And yet, people have these things priced at that. I have no idea where this comes from. Don't be that guy. And lastly, let's talk about what is the best way to sell your cards. eBay, in my opinion, is the clear-cut best option. Now, I know there's a lot of people out there that complain, oh, the fees are ridiculous. You can't make any money on eBay after the fees. They just take everything. But it truly is tough to deny the eyeballs and the traffic you get on their platform. A card I might post on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook might get a few thousand impressions, maybe. In the meantime, some of my eBay items that are not nearly as good as that some of the other stuff I try to sell on social media, they'll get millions of impressions. But that being said, selling on social media definitely does work. You can avoid the fees. You can sometimes get those cards you care more about into the hands of other collectors who are looking for that card, as opposed to just some nameless, faceless name buying the card. But again, if you're going to do it off-platform, you got to be a little bit more flexible on the pricing and just be a little bit more careful because eBay does have a little bit of a contingency security plans for buying and selling so you're not getting scammed as much as opposed to, well, you know, PayPal, Venmo, some of these other paying platforms, they do have a little bit of security if you're paying for goods and services, which generally, unless it's somebody you're working with on a regular basis, I always recommend using that. Just come on, guys, quit complaining about fees. Pay the little extra fee to secure your purchase. Well, I hope today's episode helped some of you out when it comes to answering questions about why the market is, quote, no selling your cards. Your cards you have for sale, why no one wants them. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me on social media. Send me a DM, send me an email, just whatever you want. I'd be happy to help out however I can. And while it may seem like this episode or some of my content in general may sometimes come off as being judgy or insensitive or pushy, it's all just to help you, the listeners. I've learned personally in my life that sometimes the truth needs to slap you in the face. Sometimes we all need a rude awakening to get things in order. And sometimes that's what my content does. At least that's what I hope it does. But like I said, I hope you enjoyed and learned something today. Whatever you took away from this, thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen to this. If you did enjoy it, please hit that subscribe button. Give me a positive review. Tell a friend about the show. Spread the word. Let's get more people listening to this, which then in turn, hopefully more people start collecting and branching out those PCs. And hey, with this episode, maybe we're going to have some more successful selling going on. Also, before you get out of here, make sure to check out all the links in the show notes to the ways you can help show your support for my content. Links to Patreon, links to the eBay store that I've mentioned a couple times in here, links to my YouTube channel, which is the main hub of my content, and so much more. But until next time, keep collecting, keep having fun, and keep trying to sell that stuff you don't want to buy the stuff you do want. We'll see ya.